This is the Applying Sports Science Podcast. We're 5 episodes in, and here are some of the highlights so far.
You got to get on the battleground. You got to get out there. You've got to, however you can, just get exposure to as many sports or job opportunities, internships, whatever it is you can get your hands on, because sports science is, it's getting pretty popular and big around the world, but also it's still quite a small community.
Now you're in the real world dealing with people. That's a huge difference. Rather than reading out of a book or whatever, you're on the coalface. Every single athlete's different. The scientists that come in, whether they be experienced or not, it comes right down to understanding the character of the person first, the athlete or the coach.
You're never ever going to have perfect technique, or, you know, because every single body's different shape, different size. So some scientists that I've had just a little to do with, they try and straight up tell you what you should be doing, and yeah, that's not the best way to work.
I always think facts will always outweigh opinions. Just got to be really careful that in everything you do, every communication that you have, it's always a fact and never an opinion. Don't ever give an opinion to a coach, because that will always give them a massive red flag. All you can say is that, you know, I've seen this, it does this, I've seen this, it does this, and then let them come to their own opinions.
Proudly brought to you by the Human Performance Centre as part of the College of Health Sciences at the University of Memphis. Don't forget to follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.